The psalmist pens, "For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday." I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A week ago, I lost someone who had a profound impact on me. He was not only a member of the family, he happened to be the bishop who ordained me. Someone who dispensed profound wisdom. One particular gem was given to me on the night before my ordination. Since the early church, one tradition was for ordinands to sleep at the foot of the altar prior to their ordination. Following evening prayer, the ordaining bishop would lead the ordinands in a series of meditations and hand down advice before we rested and took our ordination vows. That evening, his meditation was from Psalm 90, which we heard from today. To the seven of us who were sitting at the foot of the altar, he said, "Empires will come and go. Nations will rise and fall. Cast your eyes on God and take the long view. Cast your eyes on God and take the long view. For 1,000 years in God's sight is like an evening gone." Ancient Christian tradition attributes Psalm 90 to the great leader Moses, who in our first lesson today is in transition from this world to eternal rest. Moses, the one who experienced God in a profoundly mystical way, advocated for the rights and dignity of the Hebrew people and led this diverse group from shackles and bondage into the way of freedom. Over the past few weeks, through Father Dion and Alyssa, we heard of the trials that Moses faced. From hearing the grumblings of the hungry people, to their need to see before them a physical manifestation that God is truly present amidst their chaos, Moses intercedes for his people and conveys the laws and voice of God to them. What drove Moses in the most uncertain moments is the hope that together, with God's help, they will cross over the river to the land of promise. Yet, we read from the lesson today that he will not be part of the final journey. While he is shown the land promised to his forebears, he will not step foot on that land. In the words of the 4th century Saint Gregory of Nyssa, "He died on a mountain peak and left behind neither a trace nor a memorial of his earthly burden in life. His was a sublime death." If we learn anything from Moses, it is that he had the long view. His time on earth was finite, and he knew that God would raise up a leader who will help the Hebrew tribes enter the land. For he had laid his hands on Joshua, anointing him, knowing that Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom. The long view for Moses was exercising leadership centered on forging a nation, encouraging them to move forward, focusing on building a community centered on the values of God. This long view of leadership was never about his personal ego, but about the next generation, leading them from darkness into light. What can we learn from Moses' long view of leadership? If a pandemic were not enough, we are in the midst of seeing eruptions and fissures, cracks and fissures that suddenly did not emerge, but have been hidden for so long. It seems that our current situation has just served to shed light upon them. We are in the midst of an election cycle that amplifies the cracks and fissures that we as a nation have. Perhaps our Christian duty is to have the long view centered on the values of the gospel. These values were articulated by Jesus in the summary of the Ten Commandments given in our gospel today. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. For on these two commandments hang all of Scripture, all the law and prophets. The long view understands that we are to give our lives fully to God, not solely relying on our physical eyes that are quite limited in what they see. Such God-centeredness makes us humble enough to acknowledge that our ultimate dependence on God, and when we acknowledge our dependence, we submit ourselves to God's infinite view of the world, the long view. As a result of this acknowledgement and dependence, we are to extend love to our neighbors. In a time where neighborhood has become increasingly global through social media, we have, in essence, lost embodied interaction and the sharing of common moral values. The common good has now given way to a common void of moral decency centered on kindness and respect. There's a void of moral decency, a void of kindness and respect. Rather than the long view of reason born from a common rootedness of moral values in Scripture, we live in nihilistic relativism of doom scrolling and political baiting. To love our neighbors as ourselves during this time is ever so challenging, especially when you don't have to physically interact or see them. Perhaps having the long view is, in the words of Polson Reed, striving to live Christ-like teachings wherever we may be, including on social media. In order to have the long view, I believe that we must first pray. Remember, through God's grace, prayer has infinite possibilities. The possibility to shape our hearts, minds, the nation, and the world. As our collect reminds us, it is only God who can increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity. Second, Christian life is having the long view formed by the words of Jesus. To know Jesus' words, read and pray through Scripture. In Scripture, we read that we are called to care for the vulnerable, love our enemies, strive for justice and peace. By soaking in God's words and through prayer, we cultivate the fruits of love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, fruits that are known as those of a life filled with the Holy Spirit. Third, work for the common good and take your love of God and neighbor seriously as you live in this democratic republic. The long view reminds us that, in the words again of Polson Reed, it is up to each of us to discern prayerfully and thoughtfully how we align with political candidates and issues before us. Remember, there are good Episcopalians, good Christians who are Democrats. There are good Christians and Episcopalians who are Republicans, and good folks in between and all around. The gospel often lines up imperfectly with political parties, and faithful people can agree on a faith value. For example, helping the poor without agreeing on how to best do so. Reed continues to write, "Whatever the outcome of the upcoming election, may we have grace to see those who differ from us as fellow children of God." Beloved of St. Anne's, remember, have the long view. As the bishop who ordained me told me prior to my ordination, leaders come and go. Have a view of the world that is centered on loving God and then our neighbors as an extension of that love for God. For the justice we seek can only be fully realized when heaven and earth become one, and where the dwelling of God is with humans, for God makes everything new. May this prayer offered by Isaac Watts serve as a reminder of having the long view. Let us pray. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of your throne, your saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is your arm alone, and our defense is sure. For you, O God, our help in ages past, you are our hope for years to come. So be thou our guard while troubles last, and our eternal home. Amen.